your sports news and reviews. This is the Sports Desk on Sin.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Sports Desk here on Sin, Friday edition with Ben, Sam and James. How are you guys?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, good.
Pretty good.
Good, yeah.
Sam, that's the Nike ambassador here.
Hashtag sponsored, Sam.
Hashtag not allowed to talk about sponsors on Sin.
So. Hashtag Instagram famous.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll take
hashtag
that.
Hashtag Jats moments.
Jats moments, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see how long that box stays there.
All right, massive show today. We've got all the AFL Round 22 action. Lots of... 22.
Good.
It's kind of surprising it's been that it's that far into the season.
It's gone really fast.
He's gone pretty quickly. Lots of crucial games for all teams, especially the Dons, which I'm not going to curse them this week and say it's the best game of the round, because every time I've said that, we've lost by over 60 points.
This is nowhere near the best game of the round.
No, that's what I'm saying, because I always say
because
it's the best game of the round because the Dons are playing. That's what I
always
say.
The best game of the round is always the Friday night battle, and that is the blockbuster
clash of the
between the Ds and the Sydney Swans. So going through the teams for Melbourne, got a wealth of ins. Marty Hoare, Billy Stretch, Charlie Spargo, Alex Neil Bullen, and Cade Chandler all come in for Harrison Petty, Oscar McDonald, Stephen May, who have all been who are all out injured, and then Oscar Baker and Jaden Hunt, who have been omitted. Cade Chandler to make his debut. And moving on to the Sydney Swans, we just have the one change, and that is Kieran Jack coming in for Zach Jones, who unfortunately is injured. All right, so this game being
this
played tonight, 7:50 at the MCG, absolute blockbuster. Look, to be fair, at the start of the season, you would have said that this match would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Knowing where Melbourne finished, preliminary finalists, Sydney, they made the finals again. I can't remember what happened with them last year.
Did they even make the finals?
They made the finals, but they played
the derby against the Giants.
Ah, that's right.
And then they lost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, expect a big crowd. Who takes this one?
Oh,
it's a tough one to predict, though.
You reckon the Melbourne are awful. Melbourne are one of the worst sides I've ever seen.
Melbourne are favourites, though.
Well, they should be, because it is the G. I'm with Sam. I do have the Swans here, but again, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago. How Melbourne haven't had any media pressure or media scrutiny for their season. They made the prelim last year.
Yeah.
Now they're second last.
Yep.
Dead set. Get a grip.
I'm going to go with Melbourne still.
Okay.
Just got to back them in. All right. Next game of the round, if my computer wants to behave itself, we've got Carlton taking on St Kilda, 145, the MCG, surprisingly, out of all stadiums for this blockbuster clash.
The Brett Ratten Cup.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The Brett Ratten Cup. I'm taking you through the Carlton line. It's only two changes. We've got Matthew Kennedy and Paddy Dow coming in. Out is Liam Jones and Darcy Lang. Milestones for the Carlton Blues, for the Blue Baggers. Chris Newman's playing his 50th
Nick
game.
Newman.
And big Paddy Cripps playing his 100th game.
Chris Newman making a comeback.
Oh,
wowee.
The captain.
Did I say Chris Newman? Deledio's retired.
Did I say,
it makes sense that Chris Newman
Chris
makes
Newman?
A return. Yeah,
did
he did.
Oh, Nick Newman.
Nick Sorry, Newman.
Chris Newman, yeah. Tigers legend.
Wowee. Anyway, go through the Saints,
all right,
mate.
St Kilda only got one change. Nathan Brown comes in for Nick Caulfield. That's a good song.
It is a very
I can't
good
hear
song.
It, but it's a good song. Oh. I'm vibing it.
Okay. You actually are wearing St Kilda colours, by the way.
I am.
The Melbourne Knights FC.
Yep.
Good soccer.
Good club.
Football.
Who's Whatever. Taking this one?
This is a tough one. I think Carlton.
No, I think Carlton will.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going Saners.
Going Saners.
Yeah. Brett Ratten's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to
move
the Blues when they missed out.
You reckon he's out for revenge?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
100%.
What, did North win the week when Reece Shaw was announced as coach?
Yeah, they did.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I think Carlton will win then. I'm sick with Carlton. What'd you say, James?
Carlton.
Okay.
Keegan.
All right. This is arguably the match of the round, or one of the matches of the round.
Here we go.
It's first,
I agree with that.
No, it is. First against second. Brisbane Lions, my boys, taking on Geelong at the Gabba. 2:10.
Gabaroonie.
2:10. Bris Vegas, it's back.
Prime time.
No changes for the Lions, but we do have a couple of milestone games. Alex Witherden and Lincoln McCarthy will play their 50th games. Danny McStay plays his 100th. And moving on to Geelong, the top place team who potentially may get overtaken by my boys. One change. Mark O'Connor comes in for Sam Menegola, who has been dropped. One milestone, and that is Brandon Parfitt playing his 50th
Parfitt
game.
Parfitt isn't a parfait.
Mate, it's
like,
BT.
Like the dessert. Parfait.
Okay.
I'm surprised he didn't call Menegola Menegola.
Yeah.
Which is what every AFL commentator ever calls him, despite Menegola. That not actually being his name.
Yeah. I mean, where's the extra N? It's Menegola. Yeah.
So we pronounce Menegola. Everything correctly.
Exactly.
Puff it. Puff it.
For all your correct pronunciation, just listen to us.
Don't you listen to BT though? Every time Puff it gets the ball. Puff it. I love it.
Who did he have that really bad was it Montagna? And he called him like Montagna.
Oh, but everyone did that. So many people called him Montagna.
Revolt.
Yeah, that Revolt. Kind of thing. I don't know. It's just horrible.
Anyway, this game, the winner of this will be sitting on top of the ladder. Who will take this one? Lions have won seven in a row.
I mean, look, the AFL did post a poll about all these games that they do every Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it says Lions, well, people voted 63% to the Lions, 37% to the Cats.
I'm liking that. I think Brisbane will win. I just hope that we can produce on the big stage because the Gabba is officially sold out.
Wow.
It's going to be packed.
The Gabba really.
Geelong are just the most overrated team, I think. Mm. This decade.
Well, they've gone, they've gone, since the bye this season, they've gone loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. They beat North Melbourne last week.
Mark my words, they'll go out in straight sets.
Oh, that's a big call. That is a big call.
We've got this recording. They'll go out in straight sets.
There we go. I'm going to make this like a little, like, what do you call it? A stinger that I'm going to, you know, put in every show.
Okay, do it in.
They're going out in straight sets.
Especially if they start going on a winning streak.
Yeah, I know.
They'll go out in straight sets. No, all right. I hope so.
Huge game at the Adelaide Oval. It's the Mighty Magpies taking on the Adelaide Crows. For the Crows, they've got old Collingwood superstar Paul Seedsman coming in. And they've also brought in Riley O'Brien, which is interesting. They'll look to double Brody Grundy. No second ruck for the Pies. Out goes Andy and Rory Atkins. And for the Pies, the best song in the AFL.
The Tigs? No.
Probably. Just.
Yeah. Maybe. No.
It's a good song, though.
In comes John Noble, and out goes Josh Dacos. The one change there. Levi Greenwood plays his 150th. And also Paul Seedsman playing his 100th, and Sam Jacobs playing his 200th.
Source.
It's interesting that Adelaide have gone with the two rucks. Obviously, they did bring in Sam Jacobs last week for Riley O'Brien. They gave Riley O'Brien just the week off because he's just been so dominant all season, a young ruckman. So now they're going to go the tag team on Brody Grundy in a very, very crucial battle. If Adelaide don't win this, you don't think that they'd make the finals. So I'm actually going to go Adelaide here.
Ooh.
I think there's too much at stake for them. I think there's more at stake for them than there is for Collingwood. If that makes sense. I know Collingwood, they've secured their top eight spot. Yes, they are fighting for a top four, but it's probably unlikely if the results go as they should for the top four teams. But yeah, I think the Crows should win on their home deck. But then again, Collingwood do travel well. So.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Obviously, you'll go your Pies.
I'll go the Pies, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
James, the decider.
I feel like I should just go with the fans on this one.
Oh, man of the people.
Pies.
Hey,
Pies are 60-40.
Well, to be fair, as an Essendon fan, you should be going for Collingwood anyway. I do not want Adelaide to win.
I don't want to talk about the Dons just yet because I get nervous when I talk about them.
Well, speaking of the Dons, we do have... Oh, wait.
No, you got another one? That's local time.
No, they've done it again.
Got to go the Melbourne time.
Do you want me to do this one?
Please.
Okay, no worries. North Melbourne. They take on Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium, 70-25 on Saturday. One in for North Melbourne, that is Sam Durden, who comes in for Mason Wood, who's been dropped. And for Port Adelaide, we have two changes. Two youngsters come in, Zach Butters and Ryan Burton. Out is Cam Sutcliffe, who's been dropped, and Xavier Dersma, who's injured. Injured from potentially too many arrows?
Oh.
Not sure. I love it. Cool. What's our stance on the celebration? I love it.
I'm all for
personally.
It. Yeah. I love it. More great. Personality.
Yeah. I reckon it's just the dinosaurs of the AFL media world just don't like it. I mean, seriously.
They're all too old.
It's fun. It's good.
They should hire us. We've got some more like youth on our side.
Exactly.
Youth.
Get us in. Anyway, this game at Marvel, obviously massive game for Port Adelaide. If they just snuck into the eight last round with their win. Who was it? Sutcliffe? Did Sutcliffe kick the goal? I think it was Sutcliffe, and he's got dropped. Yep. He kicked the goal after the siren to put Port in the eight, and then now he's been dropped, so pretty stiff from him.
Unlucky.
But anyway, Port, they are ahead on percentage from the Crows, and the Doggies, who are all even on 40 points. If they lose and either the Doggies or the Crows win, then Port go out. So I think this game is too important again for Port. They've proven that this is the first time this season they've won back-to-back games. I reckon they'll make it a three-peat. I've got Port here.
Yeah, fair call.
Most consistently inconsistent side in the AFL. Yeah. So, who knows what they'll do.
It's hard.
I'm going with North.
You going with North?
Yeah.
I go with Port.
Go with Port. 2-1. All right.
This is the most stressful game for me. Dons versus the Dockers. 6:10 local. No, 4:10 local time. 6:10 our time.
No, it's 6:10 local time.
I'm so bored.
8:10 our time.
6:10 local time. 8:10 our time. There we go. Off the stadium. Dons versus the Dockers. 12th versus 7th. In for Fremantle, we've got Cam McCarthy and Hayden Ballantyne. And yet we've got Bailey Banfield and Jason Carter. And Michael Walters plays his 150th game. Now for the Dons. How many changes have we got? We've got five
expected
changes.
There's a few.
This is great. Michael Hurley's back in the side. Darcy Parrish, young Braden Ham, hasn't played a game since, round 9 of the season against North Melbourne. Adam Sardo and Aaron Francis. Out goes Dylan Clark, Josh Begley, David Myers, Ben McNeice, and Mark Bagley, who have all been omitted. That's fair call because I wouldn't want them in my side. They can...
mate, that was a disgraceful performance last week.
They can literally piss right off the VFL because I
really
couldn't
care.
I left. I left 5 minutes in the second quarter. Absolute disgrace.
How can an AFL team dish up a performance like that?
There was lots of controversy about the bloke on the TV with the beard who was screaming.
Right.
I was you in disguise.
It was. Yeah. No. Thanks.
He left and then got into a costume and gave it to them.
I mean, from what I'm hearing on Essendon groups, he was just saying where's your heart? Play for the sash. You don't deserve to play for the sash.
Yeah.
Absolutely fair call. Fair enough. I don't get what these dinosaurs of the media are saying. Oh, he's too harsh.
No.
Don't do this. How can you do that? You should love the boys, whatever. No.
You can't go three and a half quarters with just one goal.
It was disgraceful.
Yeah. One goal.
It was disgraceful. I missed out on a beautiful Indian dinner, right? For a $12 chicken and chips, right? At Marvel Stadium. And watch that absolute rubbish of a first quarter.
What did you think though after 20 seconds when you got that first goal?
Yeah, we're on. Let's go, boys. Come on.
Someone shared the Essendon Twitter page. They posted oh, what a start that was. Yeah. First goal, Dylan Shield, six. Essendon six, Bulldog zero.
This age Neck so a minute. Well.
Couldn't have.
Yeah,
couldn't
it wasn't
post
great.
Until the fourth quarter.
Look, last time we played these guys, we played them over at Marvel. And we only got up by 7 points. I'm not too confident with this. I'm going to be honest, but I've got to go with us. I have to because, if I've paid my money for a membership, especially for finals, and I don't get finals, I'm going
to
be a very mad person.
But that's probably going to happen because the Dockers are going to win this one. In Ballantyne, Ballantyne hasn't been offered a contract for Freo for next season. Do we know if he's announced his retirement yet? Or do we think he's going to try and go again?
Surely. If Dale Thomas is retiring, Hayden Ballantyne should
be
retiring.
Yeah, and Sandy's retiring as well for the Dockers.
We haven't won a game over in Perth for 3 years against the Dockers. So, no.
Yeah, you're not going to win. I'm sorry.
You generally travel pretty poorly.
Yeah, I know.
The Bombers. I don't know why.
Next week is the biggest game.
Actually, they played it all right against West Coast.
Yeah,
but then they fell away.
This is the Dockers.
This is Freo. Anyway, other than the Dockers, Sam, you got the Dockers as well?
Yeah, Dockers.
Alrighty. I think we can head to break.
We are. And I'm just searching through, because I'm panelling today, so I'm just searching through
Jazzler.
Jazzler songs here. It's a great selection.
Fantastic.
What do you like?
There's
so many to choose from. Such a wide variety.
Wide, expansive range of tracks. Let's go with some Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Kanye West.
Ben doesn't rate this, but okay.
Wait, is there a warning?
There is an explicit warning.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
Watch your language.
Definitely watch your language. This is the Sports Desk on Sin. Bit of Kanye West coming at you.
G'day, everyone. You're back on the Sports Desk.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, boy, hang on. Oh, you were supposed to... Okay,
wow.
I apologize.
Seriously.
I was just like, you pointed to me. I'm like, okay.
No, I didn't. I pointed to him.
Oh, I didn't like that. You like that. Oh, sorry.
No. Anyway.
Sam, let's redo this.
Yeah.
Go, Sam.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Sports.
There we go.
On Sin.
On Sin.
Just Sin.
Just Sin.
Just Sin.
Nothing else.
I think we got a... What was that? We got a bit of bangers playing.
That was just
playing.
A bit of Jazzler.
Jazzler's going off.
Kanye West. Back play.
We need to stop Jazzler. Anyway, let's get back into some AFL talk.
Yep.
We've got another big match.
Huge.
The
match,
second big match.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry, the third behind Melbourne-Sydney. This is third against fourth. Richmond hosts the West Coast Eagles on Sunday at the G, 1:10 p.m. A couple of changes for the Tigers. Dustin Martin, Jake Arts, Ivan Soldo, and Marlon Pickett come in, with Jake Arts and Marlon Pickett potentially to taboo. We don't know, of course. These are extended squads. They will get cut down tonight, I think it is. Nathan Broad will play his 50th game if he does play for the Tigers. For the Eagles, we have four ins. Of course, again, these are extended squads. Chris Marston, Nathan Vardy, Josh Rotham, and Jared Cameron are the inclusions. Obviously, again, extended squads. Now, this is third against fourth. West Coast have a very, very good record at the G of late. If they are to win this game, I believe they will win their sixth game. It'll be their sixth win in a row at the MCG, which will be the highest winning streak for an interstate team at the G. And also, they're unbeaten in Victoria since about midway through round 10. Oh, no, sorry, round 10 of 2017 or something. Somewhere near there. So they're doing very well in Victoria, but again, this is the Tigers train at the MCG, their sixth game in a row to end the season. Who takes this one?
I'm very conflicted. Because for the Pies to have any chance of making the four, mm-hmm. the Eagles need a win, but I hate West Coast. So,
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Too many bad memories.
Any particular players? Maybe he's like a DS, Nintendo DS.
Nintendo DS.
Yeah. You'd hate DSs now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really loved them. I was always a PSP
kind
of guy.
And now he's just hates DSs even more now because of the old Dom. Yep. Anyway, bias aside, who do you reckon wins
this?
Tykes.
Yeah. James? Tykes. Have to. The back's in his favourites. Fourth, fifth, third. Last time they played, it was out of the stadium around 18. Round 9 of 2018, sorry. West Coast did win 130-83.
Well, this game, I'm trying to think of the perspective as a Brisbane fan. I do want Richmond to win, but Richmond's run home is pretty tough. They do obviously host West Coast this week. Then they play Brisbane the following week. The game they are most likely to lose, I think, is this game against West Coast. And, you know, I'll go a little bit of an upset. I'll split you guys. I'll go West Coast.
Ooh.
I do think Richmond will win, but I'm just going to go West Coast just for the sake of it.
You're not supposed to say that, Ben.
No, I think West Coast are going to win.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did I say I think Richmond were going to win?
Yeah.
That was bad for me.
Okay, good man.
Poor form.
What's I'm the next confused.
Game? I'm confused. West Coast to win.
I'm confusion.
I am confused. The definition of confusion? Moi.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Giants. Dogs.
All right. Second last game of the round, 3:20 Giants Stadium. On Sunday, we've got Giants taking on the Doggies, 6-10.
Replay of the 2017 prelim.
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah, good memories. All right. These are all extended squads again, so four will be omitted from each squad. In goes Josh Kelly, Matt DeBoer, Harry Himmelberg, Isaac Cumming, Aiden Corr, and Zach Zirple.
What? How do you get Zirple from that? It's probably Sproul or something.
Yeah, I go with Sproul.
Sproul.
Okay.
He's gone Zirple.
Yeah, Zirple.
Anyway, out.
Out goes Brett Delidio, who's announced his retirement.
Good pick up from you.
And Jeremy Cameron.
Both injured. Jinx.
And Zach Sproul. Sproul.
To debut.
To debut.
Potentially. Dogs.
Yeah. All right, Dogs. Lewis Young, Riley West, Callum Porter and Lockie Young are in, and Callum Porter could potentially play his first game.
And we don't know if they'll all play.
Who knows?
There's no confirmation of this for
these Sunday squads.
We don't know.
It's to be confirmed. Interesting. Anyway, as I said, replay of the 2016 prelim. Obviously, the Dogs won that one.
Yep.
And went on to win the grand final that year.
I know.
This is a do or die battle for the Bulldogs. They desperately need to win this game to keep their top eight aspirations alive. Again, if they do lose, there's still a slight chance, but the preference here is 100% a win. I think the Doggies are going to win this. I don't think the Giants, their form's dropped completely in the last couple of rounds, ever since the loss to my boys, I feel. But anyway, the Dogs, they're playing extremely good football, coming off that massive win over the Dons, the first team to win by 100-plus points this season.
Don't.
I think they'll get the job done.
Are they really the first team to win by 100?
Yeah. Brisbane were going to be the first team, and then Gold Coast decided to rock up in the fourth quarter and
that
kick some goals.
That was really funny, because I did say that in the commentary of the... I was watching the Brizzy game, and they were saying, oh, you know, this could potentially be the first game that someone loses, what, you know, 100 points. I'm like, yeah, that won't happen this year. And then I rock up.
Next minute.
And then I rock up like
the Dons.
2 hours later. And
that was supposed to be a cracking game, though. The
I was looking forward to it.
Essendon.
Took the Saturday off.
What are your boys' predictions? So I've got the Dogs in this one.
I have to go Giants because of just the ladder. Just
because they're high on the ladder. Okay. Ladder.
I'll also go the Giants.
No, like I'm saying like because of the ladder, like if, you know, I don't want Bulldogs to make finals.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
There's more depth to that, man.
No, because you, okay, that's all right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Josh Kelly's back, so.
Ah, the Kelmeister. Superstar. It's a big game.
We'll move on to the last game of the round now. It is the Hawthorne Hawks.
The Hawthorne Hawks.
The Hawthorne
playing a game
Hawks.
At Marvel for the first time in what seems like
Marvel
this century.
Marvel.
Stadium.
They take on the Suns in for the Hawks. Ben McAvoy, Harry Morrison, Jack Gunston, Jack Scrimshaw, and Ruffy, who's going to play his last game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Out goes Mitchell Lewis.
Injured.
Very injured.
Very injured. So you think there'd be the one change, just Jay Rufford coming in.
Yeah, pretty much. And for the Sunnies,
it's a good song.
In comes Aaron Young, Brad Shear, George Holland-Smith, Jordan Murdoch, and 2 meter Peter. Peter Wright. Out goes Anthony Miles and Aaron Young. If he does play, he'll play his 100th game.
It's good that the Hawks have brought in Jay Rufford. Yep. Alistair Clarkson, for about a month, was like, nah, not sure. Look, we'll see what happens. If we're playing finals, might not bring him in. I think he just said that to say, look, I'm in control of selection. No one else is.
I am the captain.
I am the captain of this ship. But I think it was always, they were always going to bring back Rufford. Clarko was always going to bring him back, even though he's against long sleeves. Interestingly, Rufford,
he wore
long sleeves in the VFL.
They made a big deal out of that.
But when Clarko came, apparently he took him off. Is that right?
I don't know.
That second part, I'm not sure about the second part, but I know he did start off wearing long sleeves. Okay. So there's a good statement. And
I'll ask my inside sources.
I heard from inside sources.
Inside sources.
At Uffle. Anyway.
Uffle.
who takes this one at Marvel? It's a tough one.
The Hawthorne Hawks.
The Suns need to win.
Nah. I reckon the Hawthorne Hawks are going to win against the Suns.
Yeah, the Suns aren't going
to
get it.
Just quickly, do you think Roughhead should be going to the Suns next season? Do you reckon he should have stayed on?
Oh, it'd be funny if he just dogged him.
Do a Hodgie?
Yeah.
No?
Just go to Brisbane.
If there's any team to go to, it's Brisbane.
Oh, I don't think it'd fit in at Brisbane. He wouldn't get a game.
He actually wouldn't get a game. No, he can be. We'll take him as a coach. No worries. He can mentor Hipwood. But
yeah,
whatever. Hawks all around.
Yeah, Hawks
all around. Let's just finish off with a bit of chat on the top four and the bottom part of the top eight.
Ladder chat. Yes.
Ladder chat. Hashtag ladder chat. Hashtag
ladder chat.
What are they called again?
Hashtag Jats moments.
Jats moments. So I just think of Savoy. I don't think of Jats.
Well,
are we Savoy or Jats?
No, we're Jats. Yeah.
I'm a Savoy.
Nah, but it's like, the show is like.
But now we
hashtags
are Jats.
not sponsored by Jats.
Yep.
Hashtag Jats moments.
And Nike.
The top four. Who do we think is going to finish top of the ladder? First of all, do we think the Cats hold on to that, or do you think Brisbane, West Coast, or Richmond can overtake them?
I think West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast second. West Coast first. Brisbane second. Geelong third. Probably Tigers fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Brizzy getting first.
Brizzy getting first. Ooh, so you see first. Brisbane beating both Geelong and Richmond next week.
It's happening.
I don't see us beating Richmond.
I cannot wait to go to that game.
Which game?
To Richmond.
Oh, you going?
100%.
Can you get me into the members?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. Okay, so I'm going. I'm already going. Sam will come as well, so we'll make it a Sin 3-peat. Friday Sports Desk. We'll give you some live updates.
We'll go live.
Watch Brisbane get absolutely belted.
Nah,
I would not be surprised. Okay. But again,
need more confidence, Ben.
Dead set though. Who would have thought Brisbane would be second at this stage of the table?
Yeah, no.
At the end of the season, not me.
Not one person.
Bottom eight. Who comes out and who comes in? Or does it remain? So in the bottom eight, we've got Essendon and Port. There's a game that separates them, as well as Adelaide and the Doggies, who are currently outside of the top eight on percentage behind Port.
All right. See, I would like this to stay
as is,
seven upwards. Just perfect, okay?
Just perfect.
Just fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I'd look, I wouldn't mind if the Dogs came in. Wouldn't mind it. You know, be like, yeah,
if
okay.
If the Dogs
come
in.
Welcome. You know.
Just hypothetical.
That just means
if the Dogs win their next two games
and
they finish in eighth or seventh, could they do a repeat or a similar repeat of 2016?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
No way. No way.
How far could they go, though? I could see them at least winning that first and potentially second final.
It depends who they play.
Because their midfield, McRae, Bont and Dunkley, I think they're rated as one of the top 10 midfields of this decade.
Yeah.
Just the right now, their form that they're in right now. I was reading during the week, therefore on form right now at this stage of the season, they are in the top 10.
I'd still back Collingwood's midfield over him. I'd still back the Giants.
No, just
midfield.
Like just in form wise.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the in-form midfield of the competition. Yeah. That's how they've rated him. I don't know how they've done that, but that's how
head to head though. I'd still back the Pies or the Giants.
I reckon midfield, the Lions, mate. The Lions headed by Jared Lyons.
I'm just speaking down like if they play.
I just wanted to use the Lions pun, mate.
Well, of course. Right. I mean, my ideal situation with like the first week of finals would Essendon finish 8th. And Collingwood just stay 5th.
Essendon don't make finals for me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not with a percentage of 93.8.
Damn you, Bulldogs.
93.8.
Look at that. That is
shocking. We dropped like 10%. We dropped like 13%.
North Melbourne in 14th have a better percentage.
When the North?
We're 94. We're 81-1.
Mate, every team except for St Kilda in 13th have a better percentage than you. As in like from the top half.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But no, I think Essendon come out, and I see Port making it and the Dogs. That's me. All right,
please don't.
shall we move on? Also, bottom of the table. Do we think the Suns have this locked up in the bag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's safe?
I don't think they're going to win their last two.
No. Lock it up. Close shop.
Do they get a priority pick?
Yeah. I'd say yes.
Yeah.
It's funny. Simon Goodwin was complaining about priority picks, but. What happened 10 years ago? Did Melbourne get a priority pick?
And sure did they stuff them both up?
Yep. What happened? Scully, money bags, gone. Yep. Trengove? Mm-mm.
Yep.
All right.
Facts.
We'll be back after this break with some cricket chat.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Lords, day two, finally happened.
Some actual cricket happened.
Unfortunately, day one didn't happen. But anyway, Sam, get us to a tune.
We're going to go to Client Liaison here. Some Ooh. Classic.
Not
this
bad.
Is, Pretty
bad.
Lovers. This is not Get Cereal. This is Sports Desk. Oh, God. Jets having moments. A mare this morning. Sports Desk on Sin.
Hashtag Jets Moments.
Sports Desk on Sin.
Good form.
Very good form.
Very smooth. We're going to move into some cricket chat now.
Oh, I love this.
Cricket's a good sport. Cricket's I love a good, this. Very good sport. Anyway, day one of Lords. Fortunately, got washed out. But we had the... Is her name Ruth?
Ruth Strauss
Foundation Day, which is very similar to the Jane McGrath Day, Pink Test Day that we have here, day three
red.
Of the Sydney Test. It was all red yesterday, day two at Lords, which was a very nice touch. For those that don't know, it was Andrew Strauss's late wife. She died of, was it lung cancer? It wasn't breast.
It was
whatever the symbol for red
what
is.
Type it was.
Anyway,
yeah.
Very sad, but it was good to see a lot of red being worn yesterday.
The players had red numbers on their backs.
Yes, they did. Just on the numbers, at the very start watching it, I hated it.
Yep.
Now I'm starting to come around to it.
I like it.
I can pinpoint.
Because, look, when you're at the ground watching, it's very hard to depict who's who.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. Yeah. I remember watching...
If you've got a Boxing Day test...
And you're up in the stands and you're like, who's that on the who's that on the fence?
Where
you can't see.
You can kind of understand everyone's numbers. Like, Lyons 67, Bancroft's like 46. Like, you kind of get all these
and then
numbers.
It makes sense because it goes through one day as well and then it goes through T20 as well. They keep the same number.
It's good.
You a fan, Sam?
It's okay. It's all right.
On you?
I don't know. Tradition.
Not bad.
Tradition kind of. Did you see they changed the font? So they had the red numbers and they actually changed the font.
I like this font better. I think this is why I like it.
Yeah. I think it's more generic.
No,
I didn't like it.
Ours is too thick.
I didn't like it. Yeah, the boldness of it.
It's too thick.
Bold, mate.
It's too... Nah.
Bold.
It's too thick.
Text. Bold. Okay. Too bold.
Too bold. Too thick.
Too thick. Anyway. Thick. Australia won the toss. Tim Payne won it and elected to bowl.
Smart man.
Obviously, there was one change for the Australians, and that was Josh Hazlewood coming in for James Pattinson. It's a bit of a surprise. They elected to rest James Pattinson, and I guess that's fair enough.
Not
in the
even
end.
Play Mitchell Starc. What?
No. I like it. I like it. I think we don't. He's just out and out pace. He doesn't really move the ball. Hazlewood can.
Okay,
and Hazlewood lived up to it. He took 3 for. He was unbelievable. He took 3 wickets. Where is this? Here we go. 3 for, was it 50-odd? No. 60. It was. He took 3 for 58 off his 22 overs, including 6 maidens. He took a wicket off his third ball of his first spell, taking Jason Roy caught behind by Payne. And from then on in, for England, Rory Burns did an all right job. Got dropped twice off Peter Siddle's bowling. Uzi had a shortish gully.
Come on, Uzi.
And then Tim
Get
Payne.
Out of the slips, mate.
Tim Payne diving to his left, lost his footing and just went one glove instead of two. Eventually, he was gone by a very, very, very good catch. Cameron Bancroft, as Clutch. Steve Waugh says, best short leg fielder he's ever seen. Bobbled it and then took it millimetres off the ground, dismissing Rory Burns 53. The next high scorer was Johnny Bairstow, who made 52 at the end. England bowled out all for 258. Australia in reply at the moment are 1 for 30.
Yep.
Cameron Bancroft is in at the moment, 5 not out, and Usman Khawaja 18 not out. The one wicket was David Warner, who went out to surprise, surprise.
Stuart Broad.
Get the
out.
Bunny. The
Leave.
Bunny is real.
Leave.
Leave?
Leave. Get out of our nation, mate. Oh. We don't want you.
Warner.
Marcus Harris is more welcome.
Okay, so if Warner fails in the second dig,
get
does
out.
He get dropped?
Leave.
Yes?
Just leave.
Yeah.
Go home.
I think they need to... I don't think they need to.
You know what?
But I think they might drop in for Harris.
I'm not going to say leave. I'm just going to say be a water carrier. Mix the Gatorade. Learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you're producing form like this,
but if Bangers
gonna,
doesn't make
you're
runs
you're
going to
be mixing the Gatorade for a long, long time.
Look, if Bangers doesn't make runs, that's Bancroft's nickname.
Bangers.
Yeah, they call him Bangers.
But he's not out. David Warner.
Yeah, I know. But if he doesn't make runs either,
yep.
If they're going to look to drop one, I think, unfortunately, they probably would drop Bancroft because
yeah,
of Warner's experience.
Yeah, no.
They got a love affair with Warner.
I know.
Anyway, obviously, day three will take place 8 p.m. tonight. Or is it a bit earlier? Might be a bit earlier because of the rain.
7:30, I think.
7:30.
Coverage starts at 7.
Australian Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
8:30 Australian Eastern Daylight Time, which is not around yet.
Well, I mean, so far, they've only got two other bowlers. Joffre Archer has bowled 6 overs, none for 10.
And thought Archer was supposed to get a wicket by now. All the chat about him. Australia can't face 100 and... What is it? What is he bowled? 90 mile an hour?
Not yeah, it's even. Crazy.
150 clicks.
What do you reckon about his pitch? Because it's very bouncy.
Oh, it's up and down.
I mean, did you see Cummins...
It's still going to play well.
Did you see Cummins' bounces?
No, it was so funny. Oh. Cummins, he bowled... What did he do? He bowled short of a length to Burns and it stayed low.
Yeah.
Neck ball, same length, just a little
just
bit shorter.
Flies over.
Oh,
and
my
Tim
God.
And Tim Payne literally just... Jumps up just hard like that.
Gets
and
it.
It's like that
just
far.
Gets it.
I'm
love
doing
Cummins.
Like this, like, what do you call it?
I should have
picked me how far yeah. it was.
I should have gone
one.
Through.
If you're listening, you know, you can't.
It was like a foot long sub.
You know what I forgot? I forgot to mention the other bowlers because there were three players who took 3 wickets. Pat Cummins, he took 3 for 61.
Yep.
And Nathan Lyon took 3 for 68. Now, Siddle, he only took 1 for 48, but he probably should have had.
Siddle's great.
Burns.
And he's Victorian.
Siddle's
so
great
in the squad.
Yeah. So that selection, I think a lot of people were surprised by Peter Siddle coming in because he was out of favour with Darren Lehman purely because he can't. His pace has dropped off completely in his old age. But he just moves the ball a mile. And he just puts it in that consistent spot. He's like Hazelwood, but slower, which is why they've obviously brought in Hazelwood. But he's doing his job. Unfortunately, he did get belted a little bit in his first couple of overs, but... He did well again and was very stiff not to get Burns to get a second wicket. Potentially could have had more, but I think he's doing well to keep his spot in this team.
Just quickly on Pattinson.
Yes.
Why do you need to drop a bloke after one
Because
test?
He... I know, it was very surprising they did, but they've gone very cautious with him because they know they've brought him back before and he's had... Was it a back stress fracture or something?
Something like that.
Stress fracture in his back. And they brought him back and he played, what, 2-3 tests in a row and he did it again.
But what are we worrying about? This is the Ashes.
I know.
We want our best players.
Well, look,
in.
Who knows? Hazelwood could get injured and we need him for the 5th test. He could take 5 wickets.
Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to bring Pattinson in the next game or not? Because they said they just rested him.
If Sids doesn't, like, go well...
They'll get Sids out.
Yeah.
I
love Pattinson.
It's an interesting thing. I see the reason for a rotation policy, but I don't like dropping a player after one test.
Yeah,
I think maybe 2 tests then... Go out maybe for a little bit of a break, then go. But I see the reasoning behind the selectors. I do see it.
Yep.
And you know what? If he doesn't get injured, I'm all for it. If they can prolong James Pattinson's career because we know of all his injuries, I'm all for it.
Fair enough.
We do have some other news, domestic news.
What?
The Marsh One Day Cup fixture got released for the one day domestic, you know, tie, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the past couple of years, it has only been at one field.
At Sydney.
In Sydney.
North Sydney.
But now, it's all around Australia. And all of Vic's home games are either at the City
Junction.
Power Centre, was in Junction Oval, but they do have two day-night games at the G.
Day-night?
Yeah, day-night games.
Let's fill it out.
Against Sydney.
We'll fill it out with about 200
against,
people.
Against New South Wales and against the Southern Redbacks as well. So the
Crows.
So New South Wales games start at 2, but then the Redbacks starts at 10 o'clock. So it's...
Wait, how's the Redbacks and day-night test?
It's not a day-night, I'm sorry.
Wow.
So, we're
all packing out the Blues.
So they've got that. Fantastic. I love this at the G. One day cricket back at the G.
Probably get more than the one day internationals, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Fair chance.
Potentially.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think that wraps up cricket.
Cricket's great.
We do have a song request.
We're going to duck off to a track from the 1975 here. Special song request.
Special song request. Not sure who, but no. It just came through the...
unknown source.
The text line.
The old SYN text line.
Yeah, the text line.
It's heated up, and it's requested this song because they potentially may be playing on the AFL Grand Final. Rumour has it.
Get out of here.
I'm going.
No
that
way.
Is the
I'm
rumor.
Going to the Grand Final.
Anyway, get the rumour up.
Man.
Anyway, Chocolate, the 1975.
Sports Desk on SYN. Sports Desk on SYN.
Sports Desk on SYN.
The Sports Desk.
The Sports Desk.
Sports Desk. SYN.
Coming to the end of the show. Not long left.
Bit of a wrap up. We'll start on some tennis because there's been a lot of controversy. First, let's start on with some on-court controversy, and that is Roger Federer has fallen to world number 70 Rublev from Russia, 6-3, 6-4 in straight sets at the Cincinnati Masters. But that's not the only controversial taking from the Cincinnati Open because yesterday Nick Kyrgios, he went out. Losing to I can't remember who he lost to, but it was in three sets.
Yep.
But he had a bit
it's
of
it's irrelevant
a,
who he played.
It was here we go. It's a Russian again. Okay. Kachanov.
It's irrelevant.
Kachanov.
Are we all
anyway.
Know Kachanov?
Yeah, old mate.
old mate yeah, Kachanov.
Is it
best
the pub
mate.
Last week. Great bloke.
Great bloke.
Great
anyway, Kyrgios had a bit of an on court meltdown.
meltdown is an understatement.
I think it was at the end of the second set. He took two of his rackets. He's gone to the change room,
the
locker
room,
and the cameras filmed him. And the umpire's like, no, you can't go. He smashed his rackets, and he's come back out. And the umpire's gone, what's happened? He went with two rackets, and he's come back with two smashed rackets. What's happened? So I think they gave him a points penalty or a game penalty or something. But he was very unhappy with the umpiring. He was saying he was unhappy about his serve clock, shot clock, starting early. And he was comparing like, oh, Rafa's doesn't start early or whatever, and he just went on a spray anyway. He ended up spitting at the umpire at the end of the game. He was fined $100,000, a total of $100,000. I think there's four separate fines of $20,000 and then plus another one. So
that's
not good. Not good. And obviously he went out as well. So yeah, that's unfortunate.
I did like how he gave his broken racket to the kid in the stands. That was nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch.
And the kid's like, whoa, I got a broken racket.
But I love that he went to the change rooms and broke his racket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's gold.
It's
good. That's good. That's taking matters into your own hands.
It's comedic gold.
So,
it's great.
Yeah. All right, what else is happening? You said something about Conor McGregor?
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
UFC. What's he done?
So just news has just been announced that he has actually hit someone in a Dublin pub. So it says videos emerged that Conor McGregor has punched an old man in a bar in Dublin. The controversial UFC figure was offering his own brand of whiskey, which he's just released, to patrons in the pub when the old man refused to drink it. He just said, I don't know if it was angrily or just politely or whatever, but then Conor McGregor decides to hit him in the head. Just because he doesn't want his whiskey.
Gee whiz. UFC in real life.
Yeah, what are our thoughts?
It might just be a real thing in Ireland. Like, just a normal thing. You just punch on in a pub and,
because
it's Ireland.
Green Street Hooligans. Not being a stereotype.
Are we making
anything,
a big deal out of this?
Yeah.
This is very like Green Street Hooligans, the movie. It's fantastic. With the bloke from The Lord of the Rings. What's his name?
Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good movie.
All right, let's finish just on some basketball because there's going to be a wave of international games coming to our
DeMarcus
shores.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, DeMarcus, he tore his ACL for the Lakers, so he may be out for the season. We don't know.
He's
that.
Out
but
for the season.
I want to talk about a little bit about USA basketball. They had a scrimmage with a bunch of G League players. They got blown out 36-17. Now, obviously, it was just a 10-minute long, two 10-minute long scrimmages.
Yep.
They lost. How are they going to go here in a what could have been a packed out Marvel Stadium. No. I don't know if it's going to be anymore.
Definitely not.
All these people are selling tickets on resale.
I'm going, unfortunately. I'm keen to see the Boomers though.
Unlucky.
The Boomers they start tonight. I believe it is. They play someone.
Who's Ben Simmons against Canada?
Canada. Yes. Yeah. In Perth. Yep. In Perth. They play at the Rack Centre. Rack Arena. Anyway, okay. I think we're all going to get around the NBL.
Yeah.
The Phoenix. We're all on them. Everyone's 100%. On. All right. That wraps up the sports desk for this Friday. It's been a pleasure, guys.
As always, you can like, share, follow this as well. It'll be uploaded on Omni. And you can follow us on the sports desk on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We post regularly about, you know,
sport
stuff.
I'm sure.
Schools on Air will be on next. We'll be back Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week. As always, have a good weekend. Enjoy some sport.
I'm going to wrap it up with this classic tune.
Don't make me cry again.
Just bring James to tears.